Of the Cosmic Circus Comics Review. My name is Vin. With me is Vic.
Hello, good
And
evening.
today we have a quick, fast, rapid reaction to the new Fantastic Four teaser trailer, which just came out today. Vic, what did you think?
Amazing. Absolute cinema. Love it. It brings me amazing vibes from the 2005 and 2007 Fantastic Four movies, from the animated shows. Just love it.
And I know you're actually a big fan of the 2000 movies, right?
Yes, one of my favorite superhero movies. Actually, fun fact, Spider-Man 1994 wasn't my first interaction with Fantastic Four this time. So it was 2005 and
With the movies.
2007 movie. Yeah, with Chris Evans, Ian Gruffudd, Michael Chiklis, and Jessica Alba. And oh my god, I love them. I love the animated
Really,
shows.
honestly, yeah.
Yeah, and I have.
I remember being a kid and seeing them in theaters, and I really liked the first one. I don't think I've seen it since theaters, honestly. That was a long
Absolute
time ago.
cinema. Absolute cinema.
What is that, 20 years ago now? My God.
Yeah, the first one
My
20 years
God.
ago
But
and the second one 18 years ago.
I remember I really liked it, and the designs are so good. The casting is like perfect. Like really, I don't remember like if the story's good or not or whatever, but
Yeah, except the thing about
it
because
looked
Michael Chiklis
good. Like
is not Jewish, but
but it was like
yeah.
it was good, you know?
Yeah.
Rise of the Silver Surfer, I was at the age with that one where I was learning to be critical, and I could tell that I didn't like it as much, but it's still so Silver Surfer in that movie looks awesome. I can't wait to see Silver Surfer in this movie. I can't wait to see what they do with her. And I don't know if I sent it to you, but I found some of the
Yeah,
concept art
you sent
inspiration.
it to me. Yeah, you sent them to me.
Well, it's not much to look at, but it's just so exciting to know that this is the these are the images that they're using to inspire.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Have you seen Fantastic?
Unfortunately, yes, but it was only one time. God forgive me.
I
It was.
still to this day I still have not. I just didn't bother. Never did.
Bro.
I've seen little clips on YouTube, and then I just nope. I
I
nope
saw
nope
the
nope.
trailer and I was like, okay, this might be good. But when I watched the movie, I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? Like, I was 16 at this time. It was 2015, yeah? So I was 15, 16, and I liked superhero movies, even bad ones, but this one was even too bad for me to like. So, and after this trailer released today, the first thing that I said, it's been 18 years since we've seen Fantastic Four for the last time on screen.
Just
Because,
ignore it.
yeah, this film does. It's a piece of shit. Sorry for the harsh language.
I remember with the trailers with the 2015 one, I remember noticing I don't who is the actress for Sue, do you remember? I remember in the trailers I noticed that her hair was a different color in some of the shots. It's like sometimes her hair looks great and sometimes
Kate
her hair
Mara.
looks different. Kate Mara, thank you. And it's because of the reshoots. And in the reshoots her hair just looks awful.
I remember they had like four different versions of this movie, or five.
I bet. I bet. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's
four
a
versions
shame.
would fit better.
I think it's a shame that they never found like a good cut to release, because there's so many like bad movies where like they're able to release a better cut later. I think it's a shame that we never got that for that,
I
because
mean, the whole idea.
I really trust that they had an original vision for it at some point, and I think it just got screwed up. But I trust somewhere somebody has an edit, like a director's edit, I don't know what, like a Josh Trank cut. Release the Josh Trank cut.
No,
I'm
not this
sorry.
time.
I'm sorry.
We're not falling for it twice.
But really, with this new trailer, let's get into it, because
Yes, sir.
it's really like a breath of fresh air. Like I think for the 2000s movie, that's probably like the coolest Fantastic Four you can imagine for like the modern day. And so I like that they're like, we're not even going to compete with that. Let's just do something fresh, original. Take it back to the 60s. It's very Kirby, Stanley, Jack Kirby. It's very OG. And I love Herbie. My favorite part of the whole trailer was Herbie. And you see his little eyes, and he doesn't talk. I think he may be like, ooh. He makes like a little. He reminded me of R2-D2. I loved it. I loved it. But then the thing he like. Have you seen the bear?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
love
yeah,
the
yeah.
bear.
And the bear. It's just its cousin's voice. It's Eben, just his
Yeah,
cousin. And he's like,
yeah.
Gorlick, and you just. I'm like, oh, I loved it.
Kazoo, Kazoo, we did the
And
sauce.
he looks straight from Alex Ross, right? He looks just like an Alex Ross paint. Oh, the design is just perfect. I don't like that the suits are all a little bit different. You noticed that, right?
Okay.
At the end, I wish the four
Yeah,
suits
but.
were like consistent. Whatever. They have some plan. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something
Yeah,
quickly. They're gonna get new suits either way. So,
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's
not
cool.
in this
That's
movie
cool.
probably, but in
Oh, okay.
Doomsday
Of
or in
course,
Secret
like
Wars.
the Marvel like always updates. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna MCU fight them.
For better or worse sometimes, you know, and I'm always interested to see the iterations, to see how the costumes evolve and, you know, they go in different directions. I think all the powers we saw look really cool. I
Not Mr.
wish we
Fantastic
saw,
Evans.
that's right. I wish we saw Reed. That's the one I was really waiting to see. How do you feel about Pedro?
Okay, so I see that people are talking that Pedro is still Pedro in this trailer. He's not Reed Richards, but I feel like we haven't seen enough of him to say that he's not Reed Richards, because we saw all those previous promos from the Comic Cons and all that, and there he was, Reed Richards. He had this TV show program where he's just,
Absolutely.
look,
Absolutely.
it's a popular scientist on the TV, kids. So here,
Absolutely.
come learn more about science, about experiments.
Yeah.
So
You know, like a super dork, right?
yeah, so those promos helped me understand why he was chosen for this role. And in this trailer, it was more about the other three. Because when you think about Fantastic Four, the first person to come to mind, the first character, is always either Reed Richards or Human Torch, because they are the most popular ones. So I understand why they chose to slightly put Reed aside for this trailer. And I think they're gonna focus more on them in the second trailer that we release in a
I bet.
two,
I
maybe
bet.
3 months.
Yeah, I bet. I wonder if also maybe you probably know better than I do, but I wonder if it's also part of the story. Maybe they're trying to take it a little easy with Reed Richards for a reason. I don't want you to confirm or deny anything, but my
Okay,
big,
I
big,
won't.
big, 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 big hopes, Constable Reed. That's like all I really want to see for
Oh,
the MCU
this one
Fantastic
I
Four.
don't know about,
Okay,
so
okay. But like we
I
already
hope
saw
to.
Council of Kang, which nobody's ever going to talk about probably. Council of Reed. I really, really, really want it. And that
Me too.
I don't think you've I don't know if you've started yet, but that comes from the Hickman comic. Jonathan Hickman. And
No,
Jonathan Hickman,
I'm still waiting for the
okay.
Hickman to be on
Jonathan
Marvel.
Hickman, that's the run in the 2010s, and that's the run that where that really gets into the multiverse aspect of the Fantastic Four. And that's what sets up his whole Avengers run and then sets up Secret Wars, which is pretty close to what the MCU is doing. So and if you remember the I think it was the LLC for this was Solve Everything Production. Solve Everything comes from Hickman's run. Drew is reading that. Drew from our site right now. It's really good. I was going to mention at the end, but I'll say it now. If you guys are you Vic or anyone watching this, Fantastic Four recommendation. Jonathan Hickman is number one right now because that's the multiverse stuff going to Secret Wars. Then I would recommend Ryan North, which is the current run right now. They're on issue 28. So good, and it's like perfectly modern, and every issue like stands alone. So you can just jump in on any issue and have a great story. Oh, and it's the perfect Fantastic Four because it's got family, it's got sci-fi, it's got multiverse, it's got everything, everything. It's the perfect run, seriously. And then I would also recommend Mark Waid, which has like really good family vibes. That's from the early 2000s. And then of course Stanley and Jack Kirby, the 1960s like OG stuff. And that's also where they build up all the characters, they introduce Galactus, they introduce all the elements that this movie's going to play with. I also think we're going to see Mole Man in this. And Mole Man
Yeah,
comes
he's confirmed.
from those OG 1960s comics. So I'm so excited for whatever weirdness they're giving us. Let
I
me ask you a
second.
very controversial question. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
It's the question of the day. Superman versus Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, because Reed Richards would always find a way to defeat Superman.
No, no, no,
That's
no.
just.
I mean trailer-wise, your hype-wise,
Oh,
hype.
trailer-wise!
Not
Shit.
superpowers. Superpowers is four. It's four versus one.
Okay.
And Reed has the Council of Reason. They have the whole multiverse.
Okay, but at
Superman
this
doesn't have a
point,
chance. Yeah.
there was no Joseph Quinn in Superman, so I'm gonna go with Fantastic Four, because why? This trailer convinced me that Joseph Quinn must be preserved for our children. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't like him before, but as soon as
Okay.
I saw the trailer, as soon as I saw him as Johnny Storm, I was sold. I was never a fan of this casting. I always wanted someone else to play the role,
Okay.
but damn, this son of a dog convinced me. I'm all in. I love him already. He's my Johnny
Yeah.
Storm. Chris Evans has a huge competition.
Yeah, I really like the casting for all four of them. Reed, I didn't say it earlier. I really trust that Pedro can be dorky. I think we've seen it before sometimes. And I what I really want to see also is with Reed, I want him to have like big glasses because I can really imagine Pedro with like
I
nerd
think he
glasses.
has them in the promo from the Comic Con that was
I think
released.
so. I think so. I think so. Yeah. Because I can imagine Pedro with like dorky glasses and like a lab coat, Reed Richards, right? So I can really say that. Of course, Vanessa Kirby, she's perfect as Sue. Evan is perfect for things. I was really amazed that they kept his normal voice. It's like not like some big rock voice, but it just
Yeah,
sounds
I'm
like
happy
him.
they did it. Yeah, I'm happy they
It
did it
really
because,
humanizes the character.
exactly. It really humanizes the character and it shows that it's only his body that changed, not his
Exactly.
personality.
His soul was the
Yeah,
same. He was
his
so
soul
soulful.
remains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back again. Superman versus Fantastic Four. It's hard to say because the Superman trailer was like they put so much in that teaser, but they like put the entire movie in there. And this is really just here are the four characters, and here's the Shadow of Galactus. Like this was so kind of minimal. Here's the world, and to me, this is a little bit closer to what a teaser should be, right? But I think it's so hard to compare because Superman kind of promised us more. Superman was like showing off, here's our whole DC universe, here's all the stuff we have. And this is Fantastic Four. And I think captures the core of the character better. The Superman teaser, I think James Gunn was showing off his universe, but I don't think he really showed us who is the Superman is. Like watching that teaser, I think we talked about it, I didn't really feel who is the Superman. But watching this, I can tell you, I can feel who these Fantastic Four are. You know what I mean?
You can feel the vibes, you can feel the whole story behind them. And I agree because when it comes to Superman, I love the whole vibes of the trailer. I whole love the whole experience of introducing us to this universe. But with Fantastic Four, I loved all the hype, all the references to the previous movies, all the teases that confirm that they can do anything they want with this world, since it's an
Really,
MCU,
really.
since it's disconnected. And you don't know what to expect. Like, for example, Galactus can easily do some crazy shit. Spoilers, not gonna say what happens, but
I can't wait because
he couldn't
I'm
do.
pretty sure I have an idea of where they're going with Galactus. I'm
Yeah.
so excited.
Yeah, he couldn't do these things in MCU, like at all. Like, Kevin Feige would say, no, we can't do that. But here, hands free. And also, Matt Shackman convinced me that he's an amazing director because I don't like WandaVision. But damn, have you noticed when Johnny goes flame on from the balcony that the
The
camera
camera.
is all in ashes?
And it's great. It's great. And I love when he's in space. Oh, it looks so good.
I prepared something. Like I already posted it on my Twitter,
Yeah, let me see.
but I posted the exact references of the scenes of Johnny Storm from the trailer. Yes, I'm a huge Johnny Storm fan, huge
Okay, I
Human
didn't know
Torch.
this side of you. Okay.
Yeah, and I compared those two. So we have the flame on from the balcony, straight from the first Fantastic Four movie where Chris Evans jumps from the balcony, and this one is similar to that. The second one is chase of the after the Silver Surfer. So we have this, and if you notice in the trailer, there's a scene where Johnny flies through the city and there's the thing running right after that. So I think that Johnny is chasing after the Silver Surfer. And the
Oh my
last
God,
one,
hold on. I'm on your Twitter right now. You already changed your profile and header. Oh my
of
gosh.
course, I did.
Oh,
I
so
had to.
these are callbacks from the old movies.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. And
Because it has the same DNA. It really feels like it.
yeah. And that's why I posted it because I thought it's worth, showing.
Calling attention to it. I love at the end when you see all four of them. It's a straight reference to the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Beatles fan, and Lizzie is also. So that shot got me really excited.
Yeah. I like Beatles, but I
Yeah.
love Fantastic Four more. And also the last scene in the space, I didn't finish, but it's
Yeah, sorry.
straight from the ending of the Rise of the Silver Surfer when Jenny goes into space and sees Galactus and says, "Oh my God." And it's exactly the same scene, but because why would Johnny just simply stop, going in flames in space? Or I mean, I know why, physics, but at this point, like, why would he even go there? Like, what's there? And I love it, and especially, damn. Also, one thing that I think no one noticed is that Johnny's clothes don't burn.
I was gonna ask you about that.
Yeah, like in previous movies. And I think it's something that's been used for the first time. Like all the previous adaptations, even in comics, had this, all clothes burn. Everything he wears burns except his suit.
I'm actually not sure. I think sometimes in the comics, I think they've tried to say it's like a layer around him, but I don't know. I
Okay.
fact check that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
but I really like this idea.
The Ryan North run that I mentioned, I bet they have an answer for that because he really likes the science. Like the Ryan North comics, the current run, like he really gets into the science. Sometimes it's, pseudoscience, made up science,
Yeah.
but it really feels like science fiction. Like Reed is doing like calculations and stuff, and they're actually talking like there's like science facts when you're reading it. So I bet there's something in there where they talk about, because they talk about Sue's powers, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they also talk about Johnny's powers.
Okay, but also other things, one thing that I noticed, maybe it's an Easter egg or maybe it's nothing. Kaplan's sale on the
Yeah,
TV.
Jeff Kaplan is one of the
Jeff
writers on the
Kaplan.
movie. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think he's a friend of John Watts, because back when John Watts was supposed to be doing this, I think.
Yeah. Also, hey, Empire State Building is back. It's something I like. And John Malkovich, who is playing Ivan Kramov.
What's the significance of that?
Okay, so in the comics, Ivan Kramov tries to replicate the whole experiment, the whole accident behind Fantastic Four powers. So I think we can see a pretty some pretty nice things
And John
happening.
Malkovich is so good at playing like really crazy guys. Like he's so good at being a character actor.
Yeah,
So
but I
I'm
think
really excited to see what he does
he's gonna play him more like a philosopher, like maybe in this way. Because wow, which John Malkovich also played in a very good movie by a Polish director, so he can play a range of characters. Like, damn, he's a very good actor. And yeah. Also, what you noticed, and he didn't mention it here for now, Multiversal Bridge.
So the on his whiteboard, I zoomed in and there's it says like enter exit, and then it set, points it says another universe, and it's the multiversal bridge. I've noticed that like in the first like right after I saw the thing, and then it blew up
Yeah.
on Twitter.
And I'm only gonna say one thing that's not a spoiler, but it's not an accident that it's in the movie.
I bet, and
Yeah.
that's why I'm telling you, dude, because that multiversal bridge, that comes from the Hickman run. That's his very first arc. It's called The Bridge, and that's where he discovers the Council of Reeds. Also, there's a dead Galactus in that run, which is really cool. So
So he's
we will
like
see.
corpses flying in
Yes,
space.
something like that.
Damn.
It's cool. It's really cool. I love that Hickman stuff. It's good. Oh, a tease. One of them dies.
I think I know who.
I won't tell you who though. And I don't think the MCU will ever do that though. At least not so soon. I don't think
Because I
there's
know
any
that
reason
in
to kill off.
comics, Reed and Sue dies, and then Johnny and Ben are trying
I mean,
to.
everyone dies at some point,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. I remember that there
But
was
when the
this.
Fantastic Four, when one of them dies, it's like it's hard because there's supposed to be the four, right?
Yeah, but I remember that I had this one comic book where Ben, Sue, and Johnny traveled to another universe where they all died fighting Skrulls, and Reed created the androids that were, Ben, Sue, and Johnny, but in all variants. So he was being, I don't know, he was a maker? Yeah.
The maker
Maker,
that's from
yeah.
1610. That's
Yeah,
from the
but he
Ultimate
didn't have
Universe.
his suit, only a beard, and he was looking. Yeah, but I think it was based on the 2005 and 2007 Fantastic Four because this Reed Richards looked a lot like Ian Gruffudd.
The ultimate line was like very movie centered. That's where they had first envisioned Sam Jackson as Nick Fury before the MCU even happened, because the ultimate lines was supposed to be like movie, not explicitly, but it was kind of like what if we made movies as comics,
Yeah, so
like
that's why they
modern
use
2000
Samuel L.
movies.
Jackson in Ultimate Spider-Man from 2016, the animated show.
Man, good stuff. Anything
Yeah.
else you want to say?
Damn. I can't wait for this movie.
I will say, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous still because Marvel's hit rate has kind of fallen off, I think, in the last couple of
But
years.
we
And
have.
as good as the trailers are sometimes, I'm still skeptical.
But we. But I have two arguments against it. We have still two movies before Fantastic Four, Thunderbolts and Captain America. We'll see how this goes. And second one, it's not an M616 movie. It's a separate universe. So
It
all the
wasn't
freedom we
made
can
by a
get.
separate universe or producers. It's
No,
the same.
I mean, for me, I'm more positive about this because they don't have any boundaries.
You hope so, right? You would hope so.
They have their
What
own
if
universe, so they have their own
didn't
rules.
have any boundaries?
Okay.
Checkmate. No,
Yeah.
I hope Captain America 4 is good. I think Thunderbolts might be the middle of it. I'm hoping. I think Fantastic Four will be the best. Thunderbolts will be middle. Captain America, I have the lowest expectations.
Also,
I
Fantastic
just hope.
Four
I just hope it's fun.
is the entry point for the Doomsday, so it has to be good.
Yeah, it has to be.
I
It's hard to
expect.
imagine. It's hard to imagine that Doomsday is like barely a year away.
Yeah, and they start shooting soon.
It feels way too soon, and it really feels like they haven't really been building.
But
to
They
anything.
already shot the post-credit scene that this is it for the Fantastic Four.
I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah. The ending of the movie is directly, and the post-credit scene are directly connected to Doomsday, so.
I think it's it, I think it feels kind of strange because this is our first Avengers movie of this saga, but it's also the beginning of the end of the saga. It's like if Infinity War was the first Avengers movie at the same time. It's weird.
Okay.
You know
Yeah,
what I
it's
mean?
weird,
Because
but
we haven't had any
yeah.
kind of like team up. We haven't had anything like tying everything together. And we're gonna have them come together right at this two-part finale.
Yeah, I think it's
So
gonna, the
this
Doomsday
whole
is going to be a raw assemble of the Avengers. Like, you drop all those random heroes that appear together and put them in different situations so they meet. So it's not, so it's gonna be similar to the first Avengers, but in a more wild way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, I remember that there
I
was this
yeah.
idea with Kang's Dynasty where action happens in a few different parts of the in different parts of the world, and you have Shang-Chi, you have Doctor Strange, you have Falcon and Cap, and you have Spider-Man, Kamala, and all the other heroes, and they meet together at the end of the movie. So it was similar to Infinity War, but you don't even you couldn't even care about these characters at this point, even though you know that you knew them.
Yeah,
So
this
it
whole
was like
saga
very chaotic.
this whole saga has been kind of rough. One of my big theories with Kang Dynasty was that they would show a universe from the future where all the kid heroes are grown up. And I thought that's why they were introducing all these young characters, like even like Thor's daughter or T'Challa's son or all the young Avengers. I thought we would see a time like a universe from the future where like Kamala and her generation, they're the new Avengers. Then all these babies are like the new young Avengers, and then we would see them as adults.
I
The
think
comics have
that
done that a couple of times, but
yeah, I
I
think
don't
what
know
you're
if we'll.
saying. I think I know what you're saying. It's
Yeah, I don't know if we'll
especially
get that anymore that now that they've shifted focus to Doomsday.
maybe they can because I don't know. Those are just rumors, but there were castings for the new Black Panther, but for the older version of T'Challa Jr. So, and there was Aldis Hodge and other actors. I believe they can still do it because the Kang Dynasty script wasn't, you know, it wasn't thrown to the bin. Like
You
the
sure? Really?
whole, yeah, I think like the some parts of it are still being
Okay.
used.
Okay, it's being like salvaged. Okay,
Yeah, I
interesting.
think like the best parts, I think, and Russos are gonna. I really hope Russos are gonna deliver because their movies are my favorite movies from the MCU,
Yeah, they're
and
good.
it's because of their directing and because of Stephen McFeely, yeah, because of his
Marcus and
writing.
Achilles.
Can't
Anyway,
wait.
so I'm a little bit excited but nervous to see how it does, but
Yeah, I can't wait for them
hopefully.
to release the whole Fantastic Four team on Spotify.
Yeah,
Like,
Michael
I need
Giacchino's
it
music
now.
is so good. And I love at the end when he goes, "The Fantastic Four." Like
Fantastic
when they're
Four.
actually singing it.
Yeah,
Oh,
the chorus,
great.
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I think at this
Anyway,
point
good
I'm more
times.
hyped for Fantastic Four than Superman, but just slightly.
I'm cautiously optimistic for both. I'm
Yeah.
still not 100% like on the hype train, but I'm really excited for both.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you
I'm
why
just I'm just
I'm so
we've been
hyped.
hurt so many times
Yeah.
by both DC and Marvel. So
Yeah, I'm more hyped for Fantastic Four because I didn't get a good interpretation adaptation of Fantastic Four since 2007, and I had good adaptations of Superman since basically Brandon Routh. So we had Tom Welling, we had Tyler Hoechlin, we had Henry Cavill. So and Fantastic Four, yeah, we know how it all ended.
Yeah. But you know, if everything goes wrong, we'll get a new Fantastic Four in just 10 years. They've had new ones every 10 years since the 90s. 1994, we had the Roger Corman film, 2005,
Yeah, I've
then
seen it.
2015, now 2025. And so the next one will be 2035, 10-year reboot.
Yeah, or maybe at the end of the Secret Wars, they're just gonna recast them and gonna do the whole showcase just like on the at the end of Crisis on Infinite Wars, where you have all those new Earths, but in this case, you're gonna have all those new heroes on Earth One
Now,
in MCU.
hold on. I almost heard you say Crisis on Infinity Wars.
On
Now
Infinite
that is a
Earths.
crossover. Crisis of Infinity Wars. That's a crossover we need to see.
Okay, Warner and Marvel, I already patented it, so you can steal it. I have to write it
Okay,
and
before
publish
we get
it. Jim Lee is my artist. Alex Ross does the cover. And Brian Michael Bendis helps me writing.
right, before we give away any more good ideas, I think we gotta call it.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
thanks guys for watching. We have lots of really exciting stuff coming soon. Me and John, we just finished our Sundance videos, which was insane. Vic and I have a big Blade video, which will be coming out maybe next week or something. I went crazy on that one. And then we have Captain America comics coming soon. Anyway, guys, so thanks for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. What do you think about the Fantastic Four teaser? What do you think about the Superman teaser? And what are your expectations for both? Let us know. I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I'm Vig. You can find me on Eridrexalki on Twitter and on Blue Sky. And flame on!
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and at My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and fans like the one you just watched. Thanks. See you next time.